Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
State Treasurer David McRae is returning record amounts of money to Mississippians, whether it's through the College and Career Savings Program or the hundreds of millions in unclaimed money awaiting your claim. Treasurer David McRae says get your applications and claims in today. Treasury.ms.gov.
The latest morning headlines and sports talk hosts that call it like they see it. Welcome to the People's Sports Talk Show. Contact the guys at 331-2508 on the Elite Realty text line. Now, here's today's edition of Mississippi Sports Today.
Smiles, everyone. Welcome into our Friday, final day of February, thank goodness, edition of Mississippi Sports Today, live from the Surf Pro Studio and presented by our friends at Tupelo Coca-Cola. Our Friday hosts are in place. Coach Ty out again today, but wish him a speedy return. He's out doing some things and his job, but we have brought David back yet again today for the hat trick.
The hat trick this week.
Thank you for being back with us. I can't believe you keep coming back.
I know. It's the food. It's the buffet out.
Speaking of, Will Kohlmeyer.
Grocery king.
You guys got a busy weekend over in Oxford, Will.
Yes, we do. Yeah, I've got two Ole Miss softball games today, two more tomorrow, another one on Sunday. It's the Ole Miss Classic, so that'll be a fun to see some more of that brand new stadium over
yeah,
there.
You got McNeese in South Alabama today.
I have Nichols.
Alabama. That's right. Play McNeese Tuesday, Wednesday. Right. See, they all run together.
Yeah,
they all
run together. A couple Southland Conference teams, McNeese and
you're Nichols. Becoming the voice of the Ole Miss softball team.
Well, no one else has called a game in the new stadium except for Will Coleman.
Yeah. I've got the house that Will built.
The house that Will built.
Yes, exactly. How about 14 out of 19 days?
Yeah.
Ole Miss softball. So, yeah,
good.
That'll be.
I just feel like I'm with broadcasting excellence next to these two guys.
I'm telling you.
They're the dream team.
Also working some broadcasts this weekend. Brian Rigby, Surf Pro Tupelo. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Be busy with Tupelo baseball this weekend, sir.
Yeah, it's a big weekend at Golden Way Field, and we'll talk a little bit more about that later on the show.
Dream team.
Let's do that. Yeah, we got the dream team in. You joined the conversation, as several already have, on the Elite Realty text line 331-2508. And we're going to get to Mr. West's trivia question and some other things on the text line they've already hit. But a big congrats to Coach Matt Justice and the Tupelo Lady Wave coming back last night from a 13-point deficit at halftime, guys. We put him on yesterday.
The MST Mojo.
I don't know if you heard, Brian, but we had Coach Justice on yesterday for only a little while. But we were thinking it worked for Coach Ty, and it did, and it was in doubt, especially in that first half last night. But Tupelo came back and did it.
Yeah, it was just enough to pull the Golden Wave through last night. I listened to the call with Dylan toward the end of the game, and man, what a classic high school basketball game it was.
Yep.
And toward the end, it was just like nobody could stop anybody. And but when it got to OT, Tupelo was able to pull away and mount an 8-point lead at one time. Then it got down to 3 toward the end of the game.
It was 13 in the second quarter. And, you know, this team came back from 16 versus Northwest Rankin.
Yeah.
So what does that say about their just character and also Coach Justice?
That's coaching right there.
Is Coach Justice related to Mama Justice? Find out about it. But, I mean, that just they never quit.
Yeah, that's a great senior group for Tupelo. And, you know, and we see it all the time at all levels of basketball game, all levels of basketball. In the game last night, Tupelo was able to hit some free throws toward the end of the game that were just so clutch. And it appeared from the call that, you know, Starful was much more physical,
bigger
down low, and it was hard to get rebounds.
Yeah, they were huge. And Tupelo offset that size difference with some great guard play. Jade Rucker, the MVP, 22 points, 12 rebounds for the Lady Wave.
How about that kind of game on that kind of stage? And we talked about it yesterday with Coach, how tough it is to just get down there one time, but to make it 2 years in a row and to win titles 2 years in a row, yeah, tip the cap to the Tupelo girls basketball.
Well, they resume in just a little while down at the Big House in girls finals today at 10 a.m. Thrasher Biggersville at 2 p.m. Boonville, Jeff Davis County, and then Pontotoc goes for a title at 6 this evening, and boys play today. We got some good matchups.
Yeah, I think at high noon you got Baldwin against Coffeyville. Of course, Baldwin, remember the boys winning that state championship in football, and then Boonville will have a game this afternoon as well in boys action. They'll take on Cahoma County. That'll be at 4 o'clock.
And then...
Can you find anybody in Prentice County today at all?
Or Union tomorrow.
Union tomorrow, for sure.
I thought about Contour Airlines. They could have made a lot of money.
They could have just...
Jet service from...
Chucha.
Yes. Union County or Prentice County, yeah. Back and forth to Jackson.
Like a little shuttle?
Yeah. A little shuttle.
Yeah, yeah. What a matchup is going to be tomorrow at 10 a.m. with East Union and Ingomar girls going for it. It's a great representation from our North teams, guys.
Well, I think so, and I know how you like how I can go Old Testament on you, but is this kind of a little David versus Goliath? I mean, you've got Ingomar, who's been there every year. You expect the Falcons to be there, and then you've got East Union, who's not really known for their girls' high school basketball.
1979, last time they've been.
1979.
And David flung the stone.
Yes.
Remember in Hoosiers? The preacher came
back,
in.
Back to Gene Hackman.
Went all Old Testament on him.
Man, you got me all right. Goosebump on that one.
Today we're going to start at something that probably won't last long, but we'll do it anyway. Today is Fun Fact Friday. If you got a fun fact, a fascinating fun fact. Alliteration.
Yeah, I like that.
Hit us up.
Friday fascinating
fun fact.
Thank you.
Now, I'm smiling from ear to ear.
Okay, so I'm going to get the ball rolling with these because this is one that I ran across yesterday that I didn't know, and I thought Brian would appreciate. Nolan Ryan held opposing hitters to a batting average of .204 over his career, the lowest of all time. How much fun was that fact?
I'm elated.
I mean, 204.
And he didn't have a short career either. I mean, long career.
And think about it. This is back in the day where baseball, you had a lot of contact hitters.
Mm-hmm.
There were guys trying to hit base hits, and there was a different game back then. And I don't know, you know, Will may know this, but I don't think that the whip – that stat
wasn't
relevant back then.
No.
It's so important now because you look at the walks and hits per innings pitch, because the walks play into such a crucial point
free runs
of baseball in today's game. But I would love to see his
blow your mind.
His whip
stat. I'm going to do one more. I'd love to see his whip too. Robin Ventura. That's the only whip.
Knocked him into next week.
It's the only whip he did.
Yeah.
Here's another one I didn't put on our list today, but Lou Gehrig in 1927 had 173 runs batted in. He batted behind Babe Ruth, who cleared the bases that year 60 times. So Gehrig got up 60 times with nobody on.
And still.
Wow. Managed 100, almost 200 RBI. Nerd alert.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, that's good. No, that's incredible.
That's a great nugget. I mean, what you think about the talent? I mean, can you imagine having to face a lineup with those two guys back to back? You can't walk one because the other guy.
Kind of looks like the Yankees these days, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Can I have a fun?
You want a fun fact?
Yes, exactly.
Lay it on.
I had this one, and I was like, when am I ever going to get this on the show? Well, I didn't realize we were going to have a Fun Fact Friday, which is great. How about Tony Gwynn had more assists in four seasons on the San Diego State basketball team, that was 590, than strikeouts in his 20-year Major League Baseball career.
Wow.
434.
Now that's fun.
So
that's
more assists, and when he was a guard there at San Diego State, than he struck out in his entire career. That's insane.
Feel free to use the Fascinating Friday Fun Facts on your friends.
Yes.
That's a fun fact. I did not know he played basketball.
Yeah, he was really all-time, good. Yeah.
All-time leader in assists.
Yeah, at San Diego State, an Aztec,
All right.
Two sports star.
Who else is a San Diego State alum?
Dave Winfield.
Sage Smith.
Oh, is he?
Yes.
Sage Smith.
Minnesota.
Minnesota.
He was a Golden Gopher.
He just played at San Diego.
Sage is a San Diego State alum.
He would know
that nugget.
Yeah. All right. If you got a fun fact, hit us up. 331-25.
Wow, we got something going here, Greg.
Fast and Furious. State held their own last night.
Came up short
to the mighty Texas. I don't know if anybody's going to beat the Texas women again this season, gentlemen. 68-64, much closer game than I anticipated, fellas, and a triumphant return for Vic.
I mean, yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, that cloud continues to hover over Sam Purcell. He really wanted his team, really wanted this one. And they hung in there, like you said, right to the end against a team that arguably is playing the best basketball of anyone in the country.
12 in a row.
Yeah. 12 and counting for Vic and his folks.
Here's the point of discussion. I thought that Sam Purcell said, I don't want any moral victories, but when you play that close and that competitive with the best team in the country or among the handful, you got to come away with that with a little confidence.
Yeah, and I think that's just your typical coach speak, because you want to win, but from a confidence standpoint, just to know you can play with the best team in the country. From a confidence standpoint, that can help you sometimes when you know that you can compete at that level. And I know there's no such thing as moral victories, but it certainly can help with your confidence.
I think you could call them a teaching victory, though, or something to build on. Hey, you didn't get blown out of the gym against the number one team in the country and your old coach.
It's got to be better than a 30-point
blowout. It's got to be better than a 30-point blowout.
I think the men can relate to that from this past. I don't know what you take from getting just raced, but
yeah. I agree with the moral victories thing for sure, but there's sometimes you can – out of bad comes good, and you can teach things, and you can find some things in your team that you didn't know you had.
No miss last night forced 15 turnovers from the mighty South Carolina Gamecocks, and that's not a very common occurrence for South Carolina. They also blocked 9 shots in this game, but they were only 37% from the field. Gamecocks over the Rebels last night, 75-59. Rebels now in a 5-team race for those 4 single bye slots in the SEC tournaments.
First half was better than the second half. Second half, just South Carolina's talent just took over. It's kind of like watching a horse race where, you know, they come around the turn, and then the pure thoroughbred just kind of takes off and goes. And that's what you saw last night. I mean, it was 2-point deficit at halftime, I think.
It was close.
And third quarter kind of spread out, but fourth quarter they just opened it up.
Put on the gas.
It was over.
And, you know, it doesn't get much easier for the Rebels. They will visit LSU Sunday. LSU last night going down to Tennessee. Alabama.
Yeah, Tennessee got clobbered by Kentucky.
Tennessee got clobbered, and Alabama beat LSU. And I talk about a slugfest. That game was wild. And as one more game for the Dogs, they will be at Auburn on Sunday.
And they need that one. Mississippi State needs that game at Auburn, just because right now they're still just like they're hanging on that bubble. And so, I mean, they've been in Charlie Cream's field of 68 all season long, but they're right there. The tooth is a little loose. They got to try to solidify things. They needed that win on Sunday at Auburn.
Yeah, Allen sends a photo of the state championship trophy from yesterday,
nice.
The 2-blow game. He was the driver of the bus.
There you go.
He was there, Owen.
Yes.
And appreciate you, Allen. Says congrats to the way for last night. Isn't the big house a wonderful place to play ball?
Isn't it? It's
picking up on the sarcasm.
It's sad.
A little bit.
And those locker rooms, my elementary school had a better locker room than and they're playing for state championships, Brian. The experience is so much better on these other sports, playing in these D1, but I guess.
Didn't they move it? I mean, didn't Tupelo host it one time several years ago?
That was the Grand Slam they hosted.
Oh, they hosted the Grand Slam,
yes.
I mean, you got, I know that the big house is the thing, but at some point the stadium becomes, or the arena becomes a place it's not safe to play in. And so do you move to a tuple? Do you do what, you know, football's doing?
Put them on
the
college campuses.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Do you do what football's doing? Do you go to the pavilion? Do you go to the hump? Do you go to Southern Miss? The problem is you can't find a weekend right around now that those facilities aren't in use.
Right. And they did that one
year.
You can
do that with football.
And they had it one year at Ole Miss, I think, in basketball.
Yeah, we did that.
A couple of years, three years ago they were. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you think about it, most of these games are played during the week, during the day, but at night it would be an issue.
That would make sense. Just play them on, you know, the weekdays. Yeah, they'll show up for those.
I mean, they're starting at 9 a.m. already.
All right, tomorrow in SEC men's play, some huge matchups. Auburn at Kentucky will get us going, guys, at noon.
Mm-hmm.
And across the rest of the slate there, give me some you guys are looking forward to see. And I know there's a few.
I mean, I like Kentucky.
I think Mizzou Vandy. I like Mizzou Vandy.
Yeah.
Bandy's trending.
They are very much
playing
trending.
Well. How about Bama at Tennessee tomorrow at
That's
3?
Intriguing. Very intriguing. And I think Auburn and Alabama could be in trouble tomorrow.
I think A&M at Florida. A&M is not trending in the right direction.
More juice.
Oh, gosh.
More juice.
Yeah.
Yeah, Buzz headed down to
Buzz
the swamp.
Buzz will be shedding the jacket probably first
they're,
half.
They're going the wrong way. And two teams that have lost multiple games in a row, Ole Miss will be hosting a team that's played pretty well lately, Oklahoma.
Ole Miss has got to have this win Saturday.
Yep, I agree with that.
1 o'clock, we'll have the pregame for you at 12:30.
And State needs that LSU win, something
desperately.
Fierce.
We have tickets to LSU and Mississippi State tomorrow and Starkville. And we're going to be giving those away as part of our big event today at Buffalo Wild Wings.
I know cannot wait.
AI has already claimed one pair of those tickets.
Has he?
And we're going to hook him up because he listens every day.
He
and
does.
We appreciate him. Right?
AI was on the our left hand hill last night. He had the if you saw the Dawn Staley interview with SportsCenter last night, that was AI shooting that.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
Friend of the program.
Working hard.
AI, we'll see you at B Dubs, my friend. So as you know, you can't stress enough how important these games are.
Yeah, I mean, they're all important. You know, we're talking about Auburn at Kentucky. I just don't see anybody that can compete with Auburn currently. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think this is a national championship that's Auburn's to lose. I mean, they are so pure and so good in every aspect of the game. And when they are, I mean, they're hot to different kind of hot than most other college basketball teams. But it's like they don't miss. When they're hot, they don't miss.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about a whole totally different caliber basketball team than any other team in the country.
Somebody said it on the show, and it may have been you, Brian, that they're so deep and they're so well coached that if one thing's not working, they just change.
They go big, they go small.
It doesn't matter. And whatever they're doing starts working. You know, you're beating them one way, but you're not going to beat them six ways.
And you're the national player of the year. He gets lost.
Yeah.
In their schema, they do things. I mean, he's wide open under the basket. It's really impressive.
They're a machine right now.
They
all
are.
Right. Jared has, yeah. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. No, I was just going to say, I mean, when Auburn, yeah, especially when they're clicking offensively, hitting their shots, there's nobody that's going to beat them because when they're good, they are elite.
And I know people, there are a lot of people that don't like him. I love Bruce Pearl as a coach. I think Bruce Pearl is one of the best basketball coaches out there. I mean, he rubs some people the wrong way, but so what? I mean, the dude is a heck of a basketball
coach. He's a 30-year guy. And
yeah.
You think about some of these cats like Patino and Bruce Pearl and Rick Barnes.
Yeah.
Decades.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, you're right, guys. I think it's Auburn versus the field, the way it looks now. Let's go with a fun fact from our friend Jared. The Rebels will more than likely have the most players drafted in the NFL draft this year. Did not know that.
I didn't know that either. I knew there would be quite a few, but
there are a bunch of them in the combine.
They are.
Yeah.
Jerry went on to say J.J. Pegues has been working out as a fullback at the combine.
Ooh.
Didn't know that.
Packers always, they like the fullback. We'd love to have him up there in green and gold.
Jared says, Jared has a sprinkle.
He has a sprinkle?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Sprinkle someone to knock off Auburn before the Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many times up as the overall number one seed won this tournament? When's the last time?
It's not a good percentage, I know.
Been a minute. Here's a fun fact from Mr. West. Nolan Ryan never won a Cy Young Award. Is that so?
I did not know that.
I didn't know that.
Seven no-hitters is a record. And when you look at his 1, 2, and 3 hitters that he threw, I think he's got 30-something one hitters.
Gosh.
It's just.
Yeah. And he wasn't on a pitch count either. I mean, he wasn't one of those guys like these days. Oh, we can't get him through the third line. I mean, he's already seen the lineup twice. We got to pull the starter.
No.
He's thrown 5 1/3.
And that was also back in the days when baseball players lived hard. I mean,
There was no nutritionist.
There was no nutritionist. There was
they didn't have the resources.
There was no
today,
massage right? therapist waiting on him to come off the field. I mean,
there's a fun fact we talked about on Tuesday. Hunter Elliott, Tupelo native, will be taking the mound for the Rebels tonight. He has 5 pickoffs and 11 innings pitched.
Yeah.
And I was looking on D1 baseball, like the NCAA, their stats of records, and it appears that pickoffs are not something that is tracked. And I was just curious at where what that record is for D1 baseball.
I thought they tracked everything.
I do not. I cannot find it.
I can't believe they're not tracking pickoffs.
I mean, it's an out.
Yeah, you got to reach out to not Sage. Kyle Campbell, but Kyle or Sage might have
Sage,
that. But,
Sage,
but the yes
Burt
ID
Bauer,
for
Kyle
for the Ole Miss baseball.
Well, SID. Since there's no documented record of this, we're going to say that's a record.
He's on a record pace.
I've never seen it.
I'm pretty sure that five pickoffs and 11 innings pitched is a record.
I'll check with my ESPN researcher that I know and see.
Yes.
He's asleep right now, but we'll
Wake him up. This is important. Tell him it's Fun Fact Friday. All right. Some more action tomorrow. Georgia will be at Texas at 7 o'clock. Georgia's a team, guys, that got that big win this past week. Arkansas at South Carolina. Can the Gamecocks get another SEC win? I think not.
JUCO. They're at home, though.
Yep, they are. How about some JUCO hoops last night, buddy?
Well, yeah, ICC women, they beat East Mississippi like a drum, 66-43 to improve to 21-5 on the year. And the men also knocked off East Mississippi by 7, 63-56. And the Indians are now 24-4. That's 45-9 combined. And they'll be at home, the men and the women, on Monday night.
And that's their final regular season game before the Region 23 gets underway later in the week next week. So best of luck to the Indians. They're a baseball team humming right along, too. And they will host Snead State.
The Parsons.
The Parsons.
That's their nickname, Brian. The Parsons.
The Parsons.
Yes.
Things you learn on MST.
11-3, the Indians. Best of luck to them this weekend. I'm sure softball going on as well. They got tennis, golf, everything happening right about now. Big, beautiful baseball weekend. Brian, you've been talking about this upcoming Saturday for a few days now. You're looking very much forward to some of the teams and talent we'll have in.
To Mark Golden Way Field, Tupelo. Sitting at one loss on the year, we'll take on Jackson Prep, who is 8-0. That game starts at noon. Prep is currently, according to Prep Baseball, number one in the state of Mississippi. Followed by that, Prep will take on number 13, Hernando, around 2:30 start time for that game. And then the nightcap starting around 5:30, somewhere in that area will be Tupelo and Hernando. Tupelo is sitting at 25 currently ranked by Prep Baseball in the state of Mississippi. Some kids you'll see, Trey Bryant from Prep, he signed with Arizona. Hernando, Luke Romine signed with Ole Miss. Of course, Tupelo's got a lot of great talent on that team. South McCoy, Hayes Hooker, Dane Ray. So a lot of seniors on this Tupelo team, and so it should be a great day for high school baseball at Golden Wave Field tomorrow.
Weather should be beautiful. Should be
and as I understand it, at some point in the day tomorrow, an alumni kind of a reunion of players, coaches, managers from Tupelo's past, and a crawfish boil.
That is correct.
I thought I read that right.
Yep, that is correct. So if you're an alumnus of Tupelo baseball, you're welcome to come out tomorrow and enjoy some crawfish. And they want you to kind of to sign in and just to denote who was there. It's important to Coach Gann, that coaching staff, and because I know that coaching staff puts a lot of emphasis on the people who have helped build the Tupelo baseball program. And so it should be a fun day, a big day out at Golden Wave Field tomorrow.
And if you haven't seen the new facility, they've done it first class.
It's nice. It is extremely
nice. I was very impressed the other day.
Yeah, looking forward to that. When we return after a quick break, we're going to discuss this weekend's college baseball and get the guys' takes on that. We continue to take your fun facts on the Elite Realty text line at 331-2508. We're going to update you on the Cognizant Classic and the Bear Trap down there at Palm Beach Gardens. And Chad Ramey's kind of had an up-and-down day. But he's in the middle of his round, so we'll update you with a live update there with Brian Rigby, Will Kohlmeyer, David Dillard in the Surf Pro Studio back after this.
It's Bobby Bascom from Automedic. Bobby, when you say we speak the language, what does that mean?
Just that, Craig. We speak foreign imports language, specializing in BMW, Mercedes, Audi, Lexus.
You mean you speak BMW?
Wir sprechen Deutsch.
Gesundheit!
Translation? We speak German imports, and we're local, so there's no need to drive hours to your dealer. Automedic 3552 Jeff Homan Boulevard in Tupelo. Reach us at 844-9379. We speak the language at Automedic.
It's Mark Ewan with Farm Bureau Insurance Lee County. Mark, baseball is here.
One of my favorite times of the year. And our team at Farm Bureau want to wish our Lee County Diamond and Lady Diamond teams the very best this season. We're in the baseball capital of the nation. Go Rebels, go Bulldogs, and go Golden Eagles. We know that great teams have consistency, attention to details, and a passion for the game. We have five tools at every position.
The home team.
Give us a call at 662-842-7034, and let's have the best season ever from our team at Farm Bureau Insurance Lee County. Go with the home team.
Weathers Auto Supply has the largest in-stock inventory of WeatherTech products in the area to help keep your car's interior clean while outside conditions are constantly changing. Weathers was the first in North Mississippi to offer sensor calibration when replacing windshields, having the experience to do it quickly and correctly. And we now have five convenient locations to serve you. South Gloucester or the mall at Barnes Crossing in Tupelo, Corinth, Oxford, and Fayette, Alabama. Weathers Auto Supply. Weathers.com. Over 65 years of serving you.
Join hands with us as we fill the bowls of the less fortunate at the 2025 Empty Bowls Luncheon on Wednesday, March 5th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Tupelo Furniture Market, Building 5, or the Canteen at Renaissance Bank downtown. Tickets are $20 and can be purchased at Midnight Pottery, Sweet Tea and Biscuits, Room to Room Furniture, Wakefield Jewelry, Stones Jewelry, Reed's Bookstore, or Social Services at the Salvation Army. There'll be a bake sale and items for purchase at Steals and Deals. Proceeds benefit our local Salvation Army. For more information or to volunteer, call Lisa at 662-213-7000.
Why drive to your next concert, ball game, or trip to the airport when you can travel with convenience and luxury with Celebrity Sprinters? Call 662-584-5775 or visit us on the web at celebritysprinters.com.
What are you people?
Who are you?
Featuring a different lineup of hosts every day and your comments on the Elite Realty text line. This is the People's Sports Talk Show. Now, back to more of Mississippi Sports Today on Super Talk 101.9.
Well, it's a beautiful Friday, and don't get much better than this with our three guys in the studio with us, Brian Rigby, Will Kohlmeyer, and David Dillard. We'd love to hear from you today at 331-2508 on the Elite Realty text line.
Can I give a shout-out to a guy that came by my house yesterday to look at some work we're having done, Owen Foster.
Hey, Owen.
He says he listens every day. He's in the truck. He had listened yesterday morning, and so...
Sprinkle it, Owen.
Sprinkle it, Owen.
Yes. Yes.
You can't do this show without an Owen.
No.
One way or the other.
Yeah, we appreciate those. And yeah, every now and then you'll
run into it. Don't matter where you're at.
Somebody, yeah. And they'll be like, I hear y'all every day. All I say, well, say hello.
Say hi. It's a text line.
It is the People Sports Talk Show.
It is. Well, plus, I think with this Friday fun fact deal that you got.
Oh, that's
it's going to gain some traction, dude. Yeah.
Chad Ramey not having a lot of fun today. Tied for 106.
Ooh.
He dropped 30 spots in the score. He shot a 2-under yesterday. Today, he is plus one and now 1-under for the tournament through 14 at the Cognizants. Your leader had an incredible day yesterday, Jake Knapp. I wonder why in the world is Napa not sponsoring this kid?
It's a gold mine.
Charlie.
Yeah, yeah.
Get on it.
Or like... a painting company.
Yeah.
Like the Nap in a Row.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or people that like to sleep in the afternoon, yes. Like us.
Yes.
Or at least me.
Yes.
Jake Knapp.
Love a good nap.
Shot a 59. He'll go off today at 11-18. He leads, of course, at 12. I mean, you can build a 4-stroke lead in one round.
59 will do it.
That's all. Yeah. Yeah.
Shot a guy burger yesterday. Yep.
Fun fact time. It only happened 15 times a sub-60 round.
It happened with me the other day playing with you. I shot a 59 over 9.
That was
9.
That was 9. I was going to say, that was over 9.
Yeah, we break 60 a lot.
We do. No, it's rarefied air, no doubt. 59 on that level.
I want to go to Backswings and play this course.
Really?
Yeah.
And I was over visiting with Alan yesterday. I was like, man, the cool thing about it is you can play any course, and well, virtually any course, but the courses you see on TV that you'll never be able to visit. No. They're at Backswings. Have a nice burger or, you know, some of their other great items.
Pepperoni pizza with hot honey.
Pretty dang good. So get out to Backswings.
Still dreaming about it.
Yes. Commonwealth. And we're going to be doing some promotion, and I think we're probably going to have an MST challenge out there.
I think there needs to be.
Needs to be. Brian, I got you.
You got me.
Oh, wow. There wasn't even a draft?
That was
a free agent?
Is this it's Craig's show, so yeah. Craig gets to pick?
Is no, that how I didn't that say it. It's the first pick of the draft. Yeah. It's Brian Rigby.
Okay.
All right.
Well, how do you get the first pick?
Yeah, how do you get the first pick? And well, who are the cat? There's a whole lot of questions we have about this.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it.
Okay.
We'll work it all out at it Backswings. If that wasn't enough sports to watch this weekend, Ole Miss has two volleyball matches tomorrow at Gillum Center.
Doing some spring volleyball, Gillum.
Right across the street from
right
the
across
softball.
The street.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be. I don't think soccer's playing because I think softball teams are warming up on the soccer field.
Goodness,
so.
What's not going on?
It's there's a lot going.
There's
on.
There's a lot going on. Yeah. This is a big ass.
So the volleyball games on ESPN Plus?
No, they're not. Okay. We don't stream. We don't do any spring. We don't do spring soccer or spring volleyball.
What's the attendance like over there for those?
I don't know.
Will, you've been to a few, haven't you?
I've been to some regular season volleyball I've called, but I haven't seen any spring volleyball. But
regular season volleyball had some really good attendance. There were packed houses a lot.
We're seeing that.
Volleyball's trending in high school now. You know, there's a lot of teams that didn't used to play volleyball that are
I love calling it.
Youth
I love
volleyball.
Calling softball.
It's a very fast just, sport. It is a very fast sport.
Let's see. Another note here from Jared in New Albany. Boy, he's full of fun facts today.
Wow.
Ole Miss has a place kicker and a punter at the combine. Has that ever happened before?
I
don't remember it in the time
Not
that
the
I've been
same
down here.
Team.
What least, is the
oh I, oh just overall anybody just I thought over, you were talking about Ole Miss has never had
has one team ever sent to
yeah
you know the combines the defensive linemen were up yesterday and I was like what is the value of some of these drills and tests they're doing on defensive like the vertical leap how does that ever
I mean I know sometimes you can't get to the quarterback you got to raise your hand but I don't think they're trying to
I guess these are just testing strength and. Twitch or whatever, Brian.
What was it Jet called it? He called it the Underwear Olympics or something like that.
Yeah, it's just trying to find out how great athletes that these guys are. And I heard that J.J. Pegues was actually doing some work as fullbacks and tight ends and that type stuff. And if you're working out as a defensive lineman and you next thing you know you're doing some tight end and fullback
sounds
drills
almost,
as well.
Almost like a Wesley Walls. That yeah. Said, you know what? We could put you here.
That's an easy way to make a team, too.
With
those rosters at the size that they are, if you get some versatility, ring that up for
Indeed.
JJ.
Yeah, and some I don't remember the name, but some dude yesterday, I believe he was from Georgia, ran a 4.7, a defensive lineman. So he's like 240. That's getting after it.
Not in the Kohlmeier household.
No. All right. This may be the most perfect baseball weekend that we'll have all season.
No I mean, rain predicted, not a cloud in the sky.
Thank you. We're very blessed with some great weekend baseball in Oxford. Wright State coming in. They are 3-3. The Fighting.
Exactly. Another green and gold.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right,
4 o'clock.
Raiders,
first pitch today.
Raiders kind of sounds.
Take your word for it.
Yeah, I mean, you talked about how great the weather is, and David and I were talking about it before we went on the show today. I remember calling the Wright State the last time that they played Wright State was I don't know what 7-8 years ago, whatever, and the weather was just the opposite. And the center field camera,
Mike Grissom,
you know, there was ice that was forming underneath his camera.
He had icicles dripping off of his camera.
Yes.
Will and DeLucci call the game, and one of the things that DeLucci talked about that I hadn't really thought about, and Brian, I'm sure you can relate to this, when it gets cold and it starts raining and that stuff starts freezing, you're basically wearing 10 extra pounds of weight on your uniform.
No doubt.
And it's hard to execute, and they would not call the game. I mean, Mike had to come down a ladder from a metal ladder from that's part of the center field platform.
That sounds safe.
Oh no, it was. I was like, please, just take your time. You know, come. But good old Mike, he's out there bundled up.
He comes in with a back. Oh my god,
we laugh at him because he comes to every game with his backpack, and inside that backpack is a raincoat, is another a change of clothes. He's got hand warmers. He could live out there for like a week probably.
was he a Boy Scout or something?
Survival kid.
You know, he's just run camera in the outfield. Yeah, that's true. For 19 years he's been with us.
Brian, let's talk about Ole Miss, and you mentioned Hunter Elliott. You know, the over-under on pickoffs. And I assume he's getting the start today.
He will be getting the start, and Hunter's off to a great start. From not pitching since 2023, ERA is zero.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. His whip's .73, and opponents are hitting a measly 147 against Hunter. So,
10 strikeouts in his last outing, one?
I think that is correct, and he's pitched 11 innings so far. And so he's 2-0, so he is what Ole Miss fans hoped they would see out of Hunter Elliott, returning solid Friday night guy. And I think the key to this series as we move on into some additional non-conference games and weekends is that two spot. I'd like to see Riley Maddox get his numbers down a little bit. Had a much better outing last weekend than the week before. But, it's an exciting time. Ole Miss is led by the freshman Hayden Federico. He's hitting .529 as a true freshman. Of course, Luke Hill is having a much better start this year. He came on strong at the end of, you know, it's not many times you see a kid hit better in SEC play than they do non-conference.
Yeah.
And that was Luke Hill last year, but off to a good start. So what I'm excited about to see Ole Miss this year is there's not just one or two guys here and there. This top to bottom, the lineup is able to push runs across the plate, and that's what you need. And I think that Ole Miss has had really good starts in about every game to have, maybe not Texas. But other than that, they're able to put up some numbers early and, you know, scratch some runs across the board early in games, and that takes a lot of pressure off your pitching staff.
I'd like to see Will Furness get going. He's struggled a little bit, but you know, he finally got the ball on the bat on the ball the other night. I don't have it in front of me. You know, total team pickoffs. I know Hunter has 6. I'm just wondering if the new pitching coach is playing into this, because you haven't seen pickoffs like that
emphasis
in Oxford in my years of doing baseball over there.
Well, I would say that he's probably just – I think kids are learning – all the lefties are learning from Hunter. I watched Hunter when he was in high school at a fantastic pickoff move then. I've just been watching this kid, and, you know, through his career, he's just something that's come natural to him, and he is so good at selling it. So I think that some of your other lefties are certainly going to be paying attention to him and learning from him. But, yeah, Furness needs to come along. He's hitting 158. Owen Pano, he's hitting 105. So that's two they would love to see step up and get their bats hot. And, you know, again, we didn't talk about baseball all day, and you can be barreling it up and hitting it hard right at somebody. And, you know, I think that's some of what Pino's doing. But Furness is always just one pitch away from changing the game with the power he's got.
And he had, you know, he kind of came on late season last year. He started out a little slow like he did this year. Yeah. If Furness can get going, I think really there's nobody in the lineup that's going to be that you aren't concerned about.
And they're building already a really nice resume, are they not? I mean, with the wins that they've picked up, and I know we're early on in the year. It's almost like a weekend that Mississippi State needs out in Houston. They've got a chance to get some of those quality wins that Ole Miss already has.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a second. But Ricky from Aberdeen, I believe, is saying hello today. Thank you, Brother Ricky. And he says this, a fun fact regarding Wright State. Who's Wright State named after?
Was it Wilbur?
I guess, yes. Orville and Wilbur.
Wilbur, yeah. The brothers there.
Just like you.
Well, my great-grandfathers, yeah. Wilbur and Orville. And then,
maybe they're the airplanes.
Yeah.
Right? Didn't know that. Now
How
we
about
do.
That?
Fun Fact Friday with Ricky. Thank you. All right. Mississippi State, as you mentioned, headed out to Texas. This Astros Foundation College Classic.
Mm-hmm.
I would guess, I hadn't read this, but I would assume the Houston Astros, by the way, they broadcast these games on astros.com, and we'll have a play-by-play for you from Houston on 95.9 starting today at 10:30 when the Bulldogs take on Rice, guys. But I would assume this is the Astros Foundation. Brian, you know what that is?
I do not.
Imagine it's a charitable organization. They probably help folks in that area. So other teams involved here Saturday, Mississippi State taking on Arizona at 3:05. And then Oklahoma State. So, Will, you're right. Resume builders there. That Sunday game is 2:05.
Yeah, three good ones. Three ones that they – I mean, if you're Mississippi State, obviously you'd like to sweep. But, I mean, if they can get two of those three. That was a tough loss the other day. A top 25 Troy team, but you're still –
a couple of quad one opportunities out there, too, which are really big.
Yeah, and it all comes down to Mississippi State's offense. They've got to get the bats going and to be able to score some runs. And again, the averages may not, you know, may be there, but it's about getting the timely hits. You're talking about facts. Mississippi State pitching staff, ERA total for a team is 2.42 currently. WHIP is 0.99. And that's walks and hits per innings pitched. I'd like to see them cut down the walks. But their opponents are only hitting 152 against this pitching staff.
Pitching's
right
been
now.
Great.
The pitching staff, when you look
striking out a lot of batters.
The averages of what their opponents, 135, 167, 125, 167, you know, 0.5. You know, so this pitching staff is elite currently. What we're seeing out of Mississippi State pitching staff top to bottom is really kind of – in-your-face numbers are what you're looking at right now.
Oh, like video game numbers.
Yeah.
No question. Ole Miss got a pretty good pitcher, too, in softball. They'll host the Ole Miss Classic.
Will's got that one.
Right? Wuchenyo.
Wuchenyo.
Yes. Yeah. Miley Wuchenyo.
Shows me money.
Gesundheit.
Does not look like that.
Play begins at 10:30 today in the Ole Miss Classic on a beautiful new facility there in Oxford. The Rebels scheduled for two games. 3:30 today against Nichols.
The Colonels.
6 o'clock against South Alabama.
The Jaguars.
Still no mascot for Wright State.
Wasn't the Raiders?
Yeah. I don't know.
Rigby's on it.
Mississippi State will host the Bulldog Invitational this weekend, starting today. Alabama and New Mexico are the opponents in this.
The Hornets and the Lobos heading to Starkville. We talked about that beautiful new Ole Miss Stadium, the $32 million project. Mississippi State has done a lot of upgrades on their facilities, including softball. So
they updated their stadium about 8 years ago, I believe. Yeah. They hosted SEC tournament right after that. Mm-hmm. Do we have an answer?
It's the Raiders.
It is the Raiders.
That's my boy.
Every once in a while. Tina would be so proud.
He's the GOAT.
He's the GOAT.
I don't remember what I'm supposed to bring home, I remember Wright State's the Raiders.
We forgot peanut butter at the grocery store, but you know Wright State's
the mascot GOAT. Can't stump him.
Oh, you can stump me.
All right. Update on Mr. Ramey.
Okay.
Who is now minus one on the day. He is coming back with a birdie 13. He pars 14 and 15, so he has three holes remaining. But again, the cut in this tournament is likely to be 3 under. So he's going to need a good finish today, Chad Ramey, with the leader still sitting atop the leaderboard and won't go off till a little over an hour, Jake Knapp. Keith Mitchell is second at 9 under par. That's an impressive score, but he's 2 under mm-hmm. today. So, you know, Drew talked about this golf course yesterday, the Bear Trap and everything. This is a very difficult golf course. How do you shoot a 59 over there?
I know. A lot of early tee times today as well. I don't know if they're expecting some
I was wondering what the weather is down there.
I noticed that yesterday. I was like, he's already through 8? I was like, I didn't even know it was daylight there.
I'm used to doing that in a tournament because I'm in last place, but I'm not.
You have that early
to give the Dew Buster award to somebody. But
get your bag.
Did you guys
attached to the mowers?
Did you guys
never
see
heard that? That's really good. Yeah.
Billy Horschel yesterday fiending off a gator.
No, did not. No. See that.
On the golf course. Now, if you've ever been in. I've encountered alligators, but from a distance. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you've probably seen a Brian on a golf course. They're out there, depending on where you are. But Billy Horschel, a Florida gator,
himself.
Oh, I see where you're going.
So he just takes the grip of his club, turns his club around. And he had like a wedge. Yeah. And he just pokes that gator a couple of times. And the gator's like, oh, and runs off, gets in the water.
I would not poke the gator.
I wouldn't roll that dice, would you, Brian?
No, and I'm not a Billy Horschel fan. I just something about him rubs me the wrong way. I was hoping I would see some kind of different reaction from
the gator
that would show him that, hey, this is not what you do.
Don't mess with
with an alligator. And I know you're trying to be cute and be on TV and stuff, but that could have turned out a lot different. Yeah. And
do you pick a wedge? Because it's traditionally a shorter club. Yeah. I want a driver. I want something with some length to it.
He could have, that could have turned out where he'd be wearing a shorter shoe today. Yeah.
He could end up like Chubbs on Happy Gilmore. Yeah. Remember Carl Weathers' character?
Yeah. That gator can close real quick.
I know. And that's the one thing is people don't realize how fast alligators are.
They have signs up at Hilton Head and some of the courses there. Do not attempt to play with the gators or feed the gators.
They actually have a sign there.
And I was like, why do you have to put up a sign?
That's what I was thinking when you said that.
One of the courses I played on there, not 2 weeks later, I read in the news a woman killed by a gator on the same golf course.
Oh. It's sad that you have to put up signs for things like that.
I've never shoot a gator. I have shoot a deer. Out at in Pebble at Spanish Bay, they're blacktail, and these deer are not scared of anything.
They're pretty.
And they were just in the way. I'm like, hey,
you said shoot, not shoot.
Shoot.
No, I didn't. Yeah, I didn't shoot.
No, he didn't shoot the gator.
I shoot them.
Right.
But I, you know, the deer is like, hey, I may hit this pitching wedge a little low, so you may want to duck or move.
Excuse me, Mr. Deer. Could you stand over there?
Safest place for the deer with me is in the middle of the fairway. Yeah. There ain't no way I'm going to hit that deer. We were playing at Tupelo National, and we're on the number 8 tee box. And, you know, to the right, there's the pretty good-sized pond. Mm-hmm. I look over on 7 fairway. Were you with me? I look over on 7 fairway. There's a deer.
Oh, no, I wasn't, but you told me about this.
Deer jumps in the water, starts swimming across toward our fairway. We watched him, and we got a video of it. And the deers can swim fast.
They can.
This thing had a wake behind him. He was boogieing. Jumps up on the bank, runs across number 8 fairway. I guess he was going to Scruggs. I don't know where he was headed.
Get some groceries from
Scruggs. I got to go to Kroger.
He was in a hurry, though.
That's some athleticism. I wonder what he would do at the combine.
He'd go to the mall or something.
He'd be a defensive lineman.
Didn't give us a look. He was just, you know, taking care of business.
Yeah.
And I was like, I've never seen that. So the amazing things that happen, a beautiful weekend out at Tupelo National. We'll see you out there.
Yes, it will be gorgeous out there.
All right, it is time. Boy, hours almost
I'm telling you, I just looked down at my phone.
Time that we hop into it. We got some good ones today. Juicy nuggets from this date, February 28th.
1940, the first televised basketball game. Pitt beats Fordham U 50-37.
Will was on the call.
I was not, but I do know Fordham's nickname. They're the Rams.
They are the Rams.
Yes, out of New York, I think. 1959, the Chicago Cardinals trade a running back by the name of Ollie Mattson to the L.A. Rams for 9 players.
How many?
Nine for one.
It's like, here's our offense. We'll take Ollie.
1967. The second time this week we've talked about Wilt Chamberlain. He sinks NBA record 35th consecutive field goal.
35. You know, when you think about Wilt Chamberlain, all he had to do was turn around and drop it.
He was.
It's not like he was taking jumpers.
Wilt the Stilt. You're talking about maybe the average range was 2 feet on those 35 consecutive field goals.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, you get the last one, too.
1981, Calvin Murphy sets NBA record with 78 consecutive free throws.
One of the great Rockets.
Yes.
Calvin Murphy.
Little guy.
He was like 5'10".
Yeah, he's little. Yeah. I think out of Niagara. I'm not sure, but I think that's where he played.
And they are
the Fighting Waterfalls.
Yes.
They need to be. I know they're purple. But
didn't know.
Niagara.
All right. Today, starting at 11, we will be live at Buffalo Wild Wings with our friends from Mitchell Distributing. We got a lot going on out there today.
Oh, yeah.
Great lunch, great fun. Our boys will be out, the regulars.
Yes, they will be. Giving away tickets.
Is Will setting some sort of broadcasting record today? So he does an hour here. He does 2 hours at Buffalo Wild Wings. And then he does, what,
four to five hours
of softball today.
That was when I woke up this morning. I was thinking about that.
It's Will Kollmeyer Day.
It's my kind of day. It's my happy place.
Super busy.
Yeah.
Brian, catch me up on tomorrow's schedule at Tupelo, because you talk about a great day to come out and enjoy that new facility and see some, I mean, top.
You had me at crawfish, by the way.
Top-notch high school baseball.
Yeah. Starting at noon, Tupelo will take on Jackson Prep. Following that game would be Jackson Prep and Hernando. And then following that game will be Hernando and Tupelo, all top 25 rated teams in the state of Mississippi by Prep Baseball. So come out and take in one game, maybe all three. It should be a great day for high school baseball.
The weather's going to be great.
Yep.
Wright State today at 4, tomorrow at 1:30, Sunday at 1:30.
Yes. And those will all be on
on SEC Network Plus.
Which means they'll be on the ESPN app. And those will be my softball games. Will also be on the ESPN app.
All right. You got a way to watch it. But don't forget the Bulldog series is available on 95.9 for the audio, but also Astros.com. You can watch their game. Today, in just a few minutes, they're going to tip it off. Thrasher and Biggersville.
Yep.
Big game.
The Rebels and the Lions.
Indeed. Boonville, Jefferson Davis County at 2. Pontotoc, Canton at 6 in girls play. Today at noon, Baldwin and Coffeyville get underway for the state title. Wouldn't it be something, guys, if Baldwin could bring? Brian, we're going to have another Serve Pro event for our state champion basketball.
We'll do it. There's a lot of hardware coming north.
I mean to
That's
tell
awesome.
You. Boonville at Gahoma County at 4 today. Don't forget that baseball matchup for ICC today. And at Roy Cressip today featuring Sam or Snead State. Snead State.
Yeah, we went down that rabbit hole yesterday.
You were thinking golf on that.
The Parsons.
Sounds good.
And in NASCAR this weekend, they will make a 20-turn, 2.4-mile road course in Austin, Texas.
Did I see where they changed that course?
I think they did. I'll just pay attention to the number 5 car. Kyle Larson does really, really good on those road courses.
And that's called the Circuit of the Americas.
Yeah. You can learn something about some different businesses when you watch NASCAR. So
yeah, exactly. All right, we can't thank our guys enough for being here today, and those of you who said hello on the text line, we appreciate you very much. Hopefully you can join us out at B-Dubs, and I hope you have a glorious rest of your sports weekend. We will be back Tuesday with Brian and Johnny and Stacy. Hopefully y'all have a great day. See you tomorrow or Tuesday. Wow.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Mid-Delta Auction is holding two March auctions, a spring equipment auction Thursday, March the 20th in Greenwood, plus a retirement auction at Ewing Farm in Anguilla on Thursday, March the 13th. Visit mdauction.com for details on both. That's mdauction.com. We'll see you there.